Blog Talk Radio.
Times in the last 30 minutes.
Well, all right.
Sorry, she's heavy and she's a big fucking cat. All right, anyway, so it's April 16th, 2013. If you haven't done your taxes, well, you're fucked now, just so you know. Right? They were due yesterday, guys. I'm Snow White. And apparently I have a way with animals because my cat is not leaving me alone. What are you doing? Stop that. Okay. And Corey / Gaminatrix will be up in the hizzle in just a few minutes. She's taking care of some business, making that paper. And we also have Ginger Rocks. Hello, ma'am.
Well, hello there. Hello there. And what's wrong with Blog Talk?
What? What do you mean?
Like, I'm trying to open up the Gamer Girls radio channel, and it's all telling me this does not exist or something.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm going to go try it in Google Chrome.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea, because if we're not broadcasting, that's going to suck.
Yeah.
All right, so, first I want to give a shout-out, because just in case anybody's listening, and APB, I'll mention his name, just in case he's listening, Ajax. Hello, honey. Okay. Now that's done. Our topic of the show tonight is, well, should I tell them, Ginger, or should I wait?
You should totally tell them. You should totally tell them, because I'm sure they want to know.
They probably do, and it's an interesting one. It's a very interesting one that will probably...
I had a hard time with this one, actually.
You know, I did too. Very weirdly. In fact, I'm still having a hard time. Like, I'm trying to look up things to talk about and to show, but honestly, it's really hard for me, which is weird, because this is the topic you think I would know well.
I know. I figured, you know, y'all two would definitely be all over this.
Right?
You would know what to go with. I was like, I don't really know what to do here.
Let me go ahead and explain what the topic is. The topic tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is fetish gear. That's right, you heard me. It's fetish gear. And for those of you who don't know, on this show, there's kind of a hierarchy of kink going on with us three. Ginger is like Little Miss Innocent, or at least she pretends to be. She's really a secret slut. Don't let her fool you.
Lies.
So not lies. She's really a secret slut. Corey is a little more in the closet about her sluttery. Just a little bit. And then I am just totally out of the closet with being a slut. I don't care.
Oh, wow.
Fuck it. I mean, why not? You know? Sex is natural and it's fun. Who cares? But our... God, I've got cat hair all over my face now. Thank you so much, cat. Our topic tonight is fetish gear and geekery, basically how they intertwine, which of course is going to lead to cosplay, because, you know, every cosplay person, man or woman, usually ends up using some kind of fetish gear, even if they don't realize it. Seriously, yeah. If you're in cosplay, you are someone's fetish. I'm just going to go ahead and tell
true.
You.
That was one of the searches I put in. My first thought was, you know, Lara Croft.
Right?
Got a hand talk, Lara Croft, and I typed in fetish, and all sorts of stuff came up, but very few of it could I actually use here.
You know what? I don't know what y'all talking about, but you're lying, all of you.
Oh, come on now. I just went over the hierarchy of sluttery in our show. I said Ginger was in the closet, but she's really a secret slut. I said, you were almost in the closet, but you're just as big of a slut as I am, and I'm all out in the open.
I am not a slut.
You totally are. Totally are.
I am not a slut.
Yes, you are.
I am a good girl. I was told that. I didn't say what I was doing when he said I was a good girl, but I was told I was a very good girl.
Those are two words I love to hear all growled in my ear. You're a good girl.
You're such a good girl. Okay. How do y'all draw me into these conversations?
You know what's even better than good girl? It's my good girl.
Hey!
Okay.
You know what? It's evening. It's good. It's all good.
Hey!
Hello, folks!
I still have to rein y'all in. Has she already introduced everybody? Are we?
I have. Yes, I did see that you were coming. This is Corey/GamingAtrix, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, by the way, if you wanted to call in, which usually people don't for Pixanista, but if you do, you can call in at 347-215-7977. I'll say it again for you and a little slower. It's 347-215-7977. We are on Twitch TV, so you can actually see what we're talking about, which I know you guys are so interested in tonight because it's fetish gear. And you can actually find the Twitch TV easy. Go to GamingAtrix.com, and it's actually on the front page. You can click on it. It'll take you directly there. Not
like
only will
it all big on your screen and everything.
Yeah, right? And not only will it take you to the Twitch TV, but it'll also help our website out. So, yeah.
We need love.
We always need love in more than one way.
Just wrong. Well. Just all kind of wrong. This one, look at that one over there. Well, no.
I could use a nice dose of hardcore love.
I'm going to back away with my hands in the air. Okay. Mm-mm.
And you know I'm going to go a little wild with the fetish gear, so somebody else start.
Wait a minute. Is it time for? Have we? Oh yeah.
We're supposed to start off with our fails first, right?
Well, yeah, we got to do our fails first. Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, you found some fails. I found some, but not very
I found
good.
A fail. I'm gonna go with this.
Okay, no. I have something before we do this. I have something to preface this. Okay. Now, okay. Talking about fetishes, even if you think something is a fail, it is probably someone's fetish.
No.
I'm dead serious. That is the thing with fetishes, is it doesn't matter whether you think it's good or not. And frankly, I think a lot of them are just like, what the fuck are you wearing? But even if I think that, even if it's a fail to me, there is someone out there who is like, God damn, that's hot.
I guess. Yeah.
I disagree, but go ahead.
Okay, so this may not exactly fit under the topic tonight, but I'm going to throw it in here anyways because I tripped across it if the video will play. All right, so tonight's topic is fetish wear centered around geeks, nerds, all that fun stuff. This is a solar-paneled faint.
That's
and
kind
it's
of funny.
Sexy, I guess. I'm not quite sure what the hell they're doing here, why it's zoomed in, what the hell are y'all zoomed in on? Anyway,
stop! What are they doing? Stop
I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, but here's pictures. Solar-powered bikini. And I'm sorry, this is not sexy, it's not.
What is it powering?
Looks like she's got her iPad maybe right there, plugged into it somehow.
Dude, I would fucking kill myself all the electricity I have in my body.
Her iPod, yeah. And the concept is a good one. You know, green-powered bathing suit. But this is not sexy. It actually looks painful.
Yes.
But not in a good way.
Speaking it of really medicine? Doesn't. It looks like it's going to irritate your naughty bits, you know? And if it's solar powered, that means that it's absorbing the sun's heat, which means it could possibly burn your naughty bits.
Yeah, that was my other thought was, is this thing going to get hot?
Which means, hey, baby, you look sexy. Now, come here, let me touch you. You touch me, I'm going to hurt you. No.
Literally.
I'm sure somebody out there is totally all gaga over, you know, these new clothing that's coming out, that you know, the touch sensitive or
the see-through.
The see-through, the one that gets all
Yeah, as you get aroused.
This is not cute. Until they can make something that's as sheer and as movable, lightweight as, like, silk, this is not going to be cute.
So
not cute.
My question is, what the hell is the purpose of a solar-powered bathing suit?
I guess to power her iPod, but seriously, they recharge on their own.
Right.
You plug them in, you plug them into shit in your car, and you kind of, that's the whole point of having a car charger. Why do I need one in the bikini that's charging? Seriously.
And
I'm,
you shouldn't be out in the sun more than, you know, 30 minutes an hour tops at a time.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you don't need that much sun, people. Now they're running commercials telling y'all to stay out of the damn sun. So, no.
Especially since the ozone layer is slowly being depleted. I mean, come on. You're going to get all this UV radiation.
Hell. Okay, you got to put up my fail because we've shown this one before. And I'm sorry to the designer.
Where is it?
I just popped it. I think I just popped it in the right window.
Like,
did I put it in the right
window?
No, I put it in the wrong
one. I don't know if what you popped in there counts as fetish gear, though.
It came up when I typed in fetish. But it is a gamer thing, okay? Because we have a lot of these little dresses popping up. It's not fetish in the strictest sense and not what we're going to show later, the good stuff. But this one, we've talked about this one before we had Twitch, because you all couldn't see what we were talking about. When we were talking about the Game Boy dress, if you remember way back last year when we first started doing Pixinista, this is the Game Boy dress, which is making my eyes bleed. Girl, and this girl
it's
who designed
cute.
This. No, it's not cute, and it's in many different colors, which Game Boys only came in the one color. When you are designing things, if it's supposed to be... And again, we're going to show you the good stuff where these girls know what they're doing. When you design it, it's supposed to be your artistic take on whatever the gadget is.
Not the actual gadget itself.
Yes, this does not work. Maybe on a T-shirt this might have worked. It might have even worked on a purse done properly. Made the purse bigger and look like a giant Game Boy, which would have been kind of cute. Or a little clutch, you know, it looks like a Game Boy, but it's actually a clutch that you open with a mirror and stuff. Just... You went too literal. This is not cute. And you keep posting up, and if you're selling them, I'm shocked. Who's buying this? And if I see you wearing this, I swear to you, anybody, I see you wearing this at any convention, I will cut it off you. I'm not even playing. I will walk up to you. I'm just going
to
cut it off you. Don't be mad. I warned you.
It's going to be a slice, and then you're naked.
Just one slice, because it looks like it's made out of some nice little thin cotton. No, this is not cute. Okay. This makes me angry. This dress makes me angry when I see it every time. And that it came up under fetish really makes me angry. Please, Mr. McGee, don't make me angry. Okay, so we got to get on to the good stuff because I'm.
Can we
really
show boobies on this show? Because
yeah,
a lot of
late.
The stuff I'm saying has
it's
got
late.
Boobies. Okay.
It's late. By the way, wait, just so you all don't think I'm lying, I'm going to show you the other colors. Okay, there's another color before we get off this dress because I'm still not done with it. Just show them. It don't get any better when you change colors. I know some of you that are fashionistas are looking at it going, well, maybe with some tights. No. Mm-mm. Look at that. That right there? Wrong.
Looking for the right link.
What
Girl,
the
you
hell?
Keep walking back and forth in windows.
I'm sorry. Let me close the wrong one because I tend to do that if I have two windows open. I'm closing it. Okay. Yeah, I put it in the right one this time. That second one. That's just wrong.
No. Not cute.
Yeah.
Not cute.
Just wrong.
And not for her either in that...
No.
Well, oh, wait, back up. Look at this. Maybe it's just the lighting. That's her top.
Well, no,
what's her leg?
Oh, God. Yeah, it is. God. Is she wearing tights? What the hell? No, she need. Girl, look here. If you don't. Yeah. Yeah, her top is darker. Her top half is darker than her legs. And then the dress does not help either because, yeah.
It just offsets those bright white legs. I mean, the legs almost blend into the background.
Wait, hold on. Hold up. I thought she was wearing tights.
I did too.
No
too.
Tight.
I that.
No tight.
Girl,
okay,
now, hold on. I cannot like, knock her for being pale, but what I really can knock her for is that her top half does not match her bottom half.
Yes, either put some lotion, some cream on to cover the top or put some Tanner on the bottom, but match, okay?
Especially if you're going to be modeling clothes. That's what gets me. Like, in real life, I can kind of understand, like, if I'm going to, like, I never wear shorts because I got legs as white as fucking snow, literally. That's why I'm Snow White. But when I walk outside, you know, I don't want my legs to blind people, but I can understand if you don't have time to put on the Tanner or the tights or whatever.
She's modeling. She's modeling something.
That's my point, though. That's what I was that's what I was building up to. Give me some time, bitch. Okay. the point is, though, she is obviously posing for a picture to show off this dress, and the most distracting thing to me is I thought she was wearing white tights.
Like, Uda's white tights don't go, wait a minute, she's not wearing any tights.
Exactly. And then I'm like, oh, those are her toes. Wait a minute, she don't have tights on.
You know what? And I could just really go off with this dress. It just gets worse. Wait a minute, I got to do one more with this same dress. Because this is the same girl, I'm pretty sure, or at least a couple of you that have got together and thought this was cool. And this one's going to be the worst one and then the last one because really my eyes are bleeding. I'm serious. My eyes are just, blood is just dripping all over everywhere. Just, that's horrible. And
God.
What the hell with those shoes? No.
That dress is not attractive on any body type.
No. On any body type. It doesn't go with anything.
You try to pull up like a whole gothic.
A gothic gamer bullshit? What the hell is going on up there?
And whoever did this one sews a little panel in crooked. Look at the chest.
Like neo goth or something.
This is fail at its finest. No, girl, whoever it keeps doing these dresses, the Game Boy dresses, stop it or find a way to do it.
Damn,
so that it's
cute.
It's not. It does not work. It does. I just sick to my stomach. I love my Game Boy. Why would you do this? Why would you defile?
I'm trying to think. You know, maybe if you put it with tights or something, and maybe a some kind of jacket, but no.
The only way I could see this working, you'd have to have a cat suit underneath just to offset it. You know,
a way this would work.
Okay. Let's make it work, girl, because that's the only way I see it. I still don't think it would work well.
First of all, you have to have some way to make a defining line between her top half and her bottom half. Okay. That would be done by a short cropped black jacket.
Okay. I see you there.
That goes over the shoulders and stops, like, either right at the waist or right below the waist, depending on the girl's figure. Okay? Mm-hmm. So you have that on there. You also need to have some better shoes to elongate the legs, create a better line of her body, and, of course, they would have to be black as well. All right? Now, you want to add on to that by maybe having a pair of bold-stated earrings to draw attention away from the hideousness that is the rest of the dress. Okay? You want to have light-colored makeup, not black lipstick, because it's already going to have enough black on that particular outfit. Maybe do up your eyes in some dramatic fashion and have a light-colored lipstick on there. You know, do something funky with your hair because the dress is funky. Make it seem like it's on purpose instead of an accident. And then you also want to make sure that the way you stand doesn't draw attention to every single flaw in that dress itself.
I guess maybe, but I still say, you know what?
Burn it.
Burn it.
That's our new phrase. That's going to be our new catchphrase. But you know what I say? Burn it. Burn it. Delete it. Delete it.
Not at all cute.
All right, so on to the meat. we all got good stuff, but I found the best stuff.
You did. I have to throw him up really quick just because while I was looking for nerd fetish, I came across him.
Who?
SG-1.
He's cute, but he's not as cute as my man. He is not as cute as my man.
Do horrible things, this guy.
You know what? I could too. And you know what? I think it's mainly for me. It's because he plays. I don't know if he's really that smart in real life, but it's because he plays a brain.
Yes. Very, 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 very sexy.
Yes, see, mine is not playing a brain. He is. He's a musical genius. I love you, Josh. Okay. Anyway. All right.
So what happened?
What happened was every single time I see a guy who is who's brilliant, his sexy factor just goes up 100 times. Yes. And there are guys who don't understand this. Like, they think that they have to, you know, posture and act all big and bad and shit.
Oh, look at my muscles, man.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Josh is a total package. He is a musical.
Ran, dude.
Oh, my God.
Josh is a musical genius. He is 6'4". He's got the nice body. He can sing.
Yeah,
I like the way he holds his guitar.
The thing is, guitar, huh?
Experienced musicians should really not ever be played with.
Yeah. The thing is, though, he has genius. He has something going for him instead of posturing. That's what posturing means. You don't really have shit going for you. I see so many guys who talk smack.
I got swag, man. No, you don't. Shut the fuck up, bitch.
What the fuck is swag?
Oh my God, I'm going to have to rein these two in. Okay.
Swag. Come on. That is like the
swag means
shit in the world.
I think I'm rich and I'm incredibly stupid.
I'll agree with the stupid part.
Pull it in, girls. Pull it in. Okay, right. We gotta go. We gotta go.
We gotta go to this.
Okay, so I ran across the lovely girls at a little website called Castle Corsetry. Why can I talk? Castle Corsetry. And you all have heard us say on the show before.
Woo!
Love us some corsets here, and these girls are gonna get a lot of my money when I get some extra. I'm not even lying. Wow. But let me just start it off this way with this first one, because I know these two are gonna go nuts. You Star Wars fans might want to pay attention. If you're listening to the show on your iPod, you gotta go look at this one.
Yes,
you gotta go look at this one. I saw this and I went, oh my fucking God, that is. Oh.
Right, one second,
that is
I'm having
epic.
Technical difficulty.
Uh-oh, Ginger done tech difficulty this. I'm not going to say anything because I really want you guys to see this one. It is absolutely gorgeous.
So, can I say something?
No, you cannot say anything about it yet. You quiet you.
It's going to be funny.
Can I make that bigger?
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Click on it. Click on it.
Oh, there we go.
Can I make a joke?
There we go.
Go ahead, make the joke.
Okay, so instead of saying, Luke, I am your father, she says, Luke, will you be my daddy? See?
Yes. Is that not epic? That is a fucking geek corset right there. That's what I'm talking about.
That is hot. I'm not a fan of that wig, but that is hot.
I don't like the wig. Wait a minute, girls. I hope I'm not crediting you if it's wrong, because I was going through you guys' stuff. They have such beautiful corsets. Not just that one, but... I went to their Facebook page, and, of course, their background is Stan Lee is signing one of the Marvel Comics courses, which I'm going to pop up.
Give me a link.
And I think this one is even cute, and I love the panties, and I have panties like that. I'm just going to share with y'all. I sure do. Mm-hmm. The ones that she has. Mine are black, but I have them exact panties because I love me some ruffle panties like nobody's business.
You know, I don't really like the ruffle panties. I don't really wear panties.
Oh, my God, that is so... flipping cute.
I just got Ginger in my ear. I don't really like panties at all, honestly. I prefer to go without.
Anybody
ask about
your panties?
I don't give a shit. But a ruffle.
But you know what? I read a study the other day. It says bras are unhealthy.
They are.
No, but with boobs as big as mine, you have to wear a bra. I'm serious.
No, you don't. Who said you did?
I do. Girl. I don't want my boobs. Like,
are they going to get away?
They're going to pop me in the eye and knock me out.
Well, sometimes you might want that. Anyway. Depending on what's going on. Okay, back to the corsets. Okay, this right here not only works.
Ruffles annoy me.
I have those. They're so cute with the corsets. Come on
now.
No,
it's not.
Those are so fucking hot. Oh my God. Oh my God.
With the corset they are. And I know that's why I have a pair. You can only wear those pants with the corset. You can't wear them with nothing else. If you have them on in the jeans, it looks like you got tissues stuffed in there. Yeah, so you can only wear them for that. Yeah, this is all there, or this is actually just Pinterest.
There you go, Snow.
Click on some of them so she can see.
What? Oh, yeah, I know.
Abracadabra, bitch. Look at that. That's hot.
Superfly.
Superfly, bitch. If you can breathe, that is what you say.
Oh, look at those laces. Oh, my God.
These ladies are absolutely epic, and I know they're listening. I'm in love with your work. We're not joking when I say I love corsets. I want to buy some, but these are the first ones that I looked at and I said, okay, I have to buy them. I have to get these because, oh, God, regular corset, yeah. Oh, baby, I had one that was going to make Ginger go all up in the high register if I can find
it. Hey, look, I found Snow. There's Snow.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I love that.
Snow White. Gosh, she looks like you.
Yeah, she does. Kinda.
Well, I thought I found Snow.
Kinda. Yeah, she does kind of look like you.
I love that. Oh my! But see, the thing is, my tits are too big. I can't really do.
Yeah, even better. That's what corsets are made. If you
no,
don't.
I know. But the point is, though, I have to have them specially made to where they fit my waist and my boobs. That's
and I believe, and I'm not sure about these ladies here. Do y'all make? Y'all let us know. Y'all can respond on Facebook. Do you make custom corsets? Because yeah, they have an Etsy store. I'm pretty sure they would.
I hope they do. Because damn, these are hot, and I would love to have some.
Girl, just I would wear this outside. Just
girl, me too. And then of course when we go to our special parties, we can bust up in these.
I don't need no special party. I'm at the grocery store. Okay.
Nice.
Oh wait.
That was hot too. What the hell?
With my Hufflepuff, look my Hufflepuff one because they got one for each house for Gryffindor of Harry Potter, Star Wars, of course.
Nice with the Rebel and the Imperial marks on the boobies.
At first, I didn't want to like it. Then I said, you know what? That's kind of fucking cute.
Isn't it?
That's
you can grab a boob for each side and, you know, and say which one you like better.
That's not Hufflepuff.
That's cute. I like that outfit.
Yeah, look at that Hufflepuff. That yellow one from Harry Potter.
Yellow one. This one right here?
Yeah.
No. Where are you going?
Hufflepuff. I don't know.
She went too high. She went up. It's
go
right down.
Down
there.
Go down. Go down.
There you go.
There you
yeah,
go.
That's what I'm talking about right there. Throw up my gang sign for Hufflepuff. I don't know what that is yet, but I'm going to make up one. But, yeah, that's what I want right there. Oh, hotness. And for those of you who are new to the world of corsetry, this is called an underbust corset. Again, if you don't have big boobs, it will make you look like you have big boobs. And if you do have them, you look like the fucking shapeliest, curviest, most beautiful thing ever.
You will. I'm serious. I wore a corset one time out. I think I got the best service in everywhere I went. Everywhere.
You have it on as tight as I have mine on because I couldn't breathe the first
time. Yes. That's how you wear it. And I love that it makes my posture all straight, which pushes my tits out even more.
Yes, you have no choice but to sit straight.
Right? Love that. Love it.
The person that helped me put mine on actually did it old school where they put the foot in the back and pull the string.
Oh, damn.
Oh, my God.
And I went, oh, fuck. I can't breathe.
That's hot.
I can't breathe. I'm good. Go ahead.
Oh, hey, Ravenclaw's got a redhead.
That's right. I want all of them. And I'm going to walk around with a wand. And y'all see how they put that into every day? You really could wear these every day, my geek girls. You could wear these every day out. Make your geek statement. You could wear this to work. It looks. Does this not look kind of professional? You could get away with wearing this to work. Your boss.
I don't know about the Harry Potter ones, but
it depends on your work. It depends on your
work. Yeah, it does. If you got a boss that's kind of you know, kind of lax, he might let you get away with it, you know. But I think you could wear it, and some people might think it's kind of cute. They'd be like, "Is that Harry Potter?" Why, yes, it is.
I still like the one that looks like me, though, for real.
Okay, who is this? I'm not sure about this one. Now, my geek quotient has ended right here. Which one? What is this one?
I don't think that's a geek quotient. I think that's just a regular old corset.
That looks like Blue China, but if I am right, that's a police box right there.
Oh, my God, it is. It's a TARDIS.
See?
That's hot.
Doctor
Law.
Who in the house, and there's a Dalek on there, too.
Oh, see, I don't Doctor
Daylight,
Who, that's
yay.
Fine.
And there's the angels.
Yep, I see it now.
And maybe that's
you know what? It does say Doctor Who. I see it on their store.
I didn't see that.
They have an Etsy store on their Facebook page. For those of you who are like, where can I find these? You can find it on their Castle Corsetry on their Facebook page. They have their click on their Etsy link, and they have all this stuff in the store. And they are not cheap, by the way, girls. And corsets are not supposed to be cheap. If they cost under $100 and it's not on sale, don't buy it. It's going to rip. It doesn't do what it's supposed to do. It's not a real corset. It's supposed to cinch your waist down. No, you're not supposed to be able to breathe, not take deep breaths, and you're supposed to just look just luscious, and that's the whole point. Straight, you know, straight posture. I don't have an underbust one. That's what I need. I need me an underbust.
I don't like the underbust one because, again, I would have to wear a bra on top of it, and it defeats the purpose for me. I want one that is an overbust that pushes my boobs up to my chin.
Dude, and mine just...
What, like that one right there? Hold on.
Yeah.
Give it a second.
Yeah.
Hold on. It's coming up.
Yeah, that's what she wants right there.
Yes, exactly. Although I need more of a cup because my tits are bigger than hers.
I don't like that whole yellow color, though.
I don't like the yellow color either. And I don't like the fact that the front of it doesn't have, like, defined cups for the boobs.
I don't like that it don't have a defined design. I like how the rest of their corsets kind of, you know, I'm not sure what's going on there. It looks like weirdness. The front. Yeah. I don't know what that is on the front. What is that?
I don't know. Yeah, but I don't
it was a Firefly thing. They took one of Jane's. Yeah, one of Jane's t-shirts.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not digging that one too much.
For me. That one doesn't work for me.
That doesn't work. Go ahead. Click on some more of those. Again, this is Castle Corsetry. If you have not been to there, oh, I like that. I like that.
Oh, that is hot. God damn, she's
hot. Hey, girls, this is how girls are supposed to look, all right?
That's right.
Curves. Hips.
You're supposed to have curves.
Bones.
All right, now see, I got some more stuff for y'all. That is not the end. I found some other little geeky things that you all are going to go nuts over. And this one is my absolute favorite. Remember, again, well, this is not Castle Corsetry that I'm about to show you, I don't think. I tried to look for some off-the-wall stuff that was fetish-ish. You got to throw that one up there, right there. I'm going to give you some more while you get that one up.
Mickey Mouse!
Is that not adorable?
That is
adorable. Look at her corset.
Adorable.
Look at her corset.
Okay, that is the expression makes it though. You gotta admit,
she's cute.
The expression on her face
totally
makes it.
Cute. Totally.
That is adorable. Oh my god, I love the next one, Corey. I want it.
Oh my god, that's so cute.
It is amazing. The Mario corset, must have.
That is adorable. I love that.
Now,
love that.
And this one I also found. I went through. I was finding all kinds of lovely coolishnessness. Hey, you guys are not going to believe this, by the way. You're not going to believe this. Go ahead and put that up. You're not going to.
Oh my god.
We're going to put that on your roll.
Okay, hold on. Your roll's not seen it yet. There you go, your roll.
It may be short.
How do you feel about walking around E3 in this, your roll?
He has no choice. That's what you're going to wear. She snorted. Oh, my God.
We love you, your roll. Just remember that.
I think I've injured myself.
It's all kind of love. I have actually, by the way, managed to find one of those dresses, if I can get it. I can't find it. I just had it a second ago. One of the Nintendo, the Game Boy dresses that actually works. Somebody did what we said, artistic interpretation, and I cannot get it to pull up. I suck source. Okay, because it will not work for me.
Well, while she is not able to get it pull up, can I pull up this skirt? We're talking about fetish, and we all know I love me some steampunk, and so do so many other people. I got to show you this skirt. This skirt, if this not get you laid, I'm sorry. Guys just must not
You're
be
not meant to be late.
God damn, that's hot.
Oh, God. Okay, wait a minute. I found this one for Ginger. I'm gonna give that to her in a minute because she's going to go in the high register when I put this one up. But,
I like skirts, but I might wear that one.
Oh, that's absolutely perfect, Ginger, because what I have is going to go perfect with that skirt.
Show me.
Snow, you might want to cover your ears.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead, cover your ears.
Now, actually, for a corset that detailed and
that's about right.
Obviously that well made, that's about right.
Wow.
That is absolutely about right, and it's going to last you for some years.
It had better. Holy fuck.
I'm wearing that bitch when I wash the dishes. I don't know about y'all.
No kidding. I got to see this. Can I see this in a larger size? Oh, no image available.
You know what? Now I have the urge to go just blow some of my tax refund on a corset.
I know, right?
Knowing good and damn well I can't afford it.
Let's all buy them.
And then the next event that we all go to, we can walk in with just spectacular-looking tits.
By the way.
How about that dress? Hold on.
Wait, scroll up. Oh, my God. Scroll up. I just saw a guy. Scroll up.
Hold on.
Is he wearing a corset?
No, but he's hot. No one to see him.
Oh, good God. You can go to my Pinterest. We have a secret Pinterest for that stuff.
This guy? This guy right here?
Hold on, it's delayed. It's delayed.
Hold on, Pookie. Hold on, she says.
Come on, Pookie. Yes, with the eyes and the smirk and the rough scrubble stubble. Mm.
There you go.
Hey there.
How you doing? I'll pull it a bigger for you.
Thank you very much. It's his eyes. It's something about, and his lips with the.
I said, mm-mm. Okay, he's cute.
Told you.
Hot.
He's more than cute. It's something to do with the, just, he looks.
He reminds me of someone. Please get that page down. Oh, okay.
God.
Please take that page down.
All right. So that page is gone. More for
thank you.
More
thank
quartet.
You. Actually, I'm going to show y'all a picture. This is not the dress that I found a little while ago, but this is a Game Boy dress that actually is working. Again, it's all about artistic interpretation, lovely people. You cannot do literal interpretations of things. And I have scrolled past the dress because I suck first. Why do I do that? I'm talking about it, and then I scroll past it. Okay.
That bitch is hot right there. God,
I know,
damn.
Right?
Oh, work. Wait a minute. I know her.
That is awesome. What the hell?
I know her. And you can't show the rest of those pictures because I know her. Okay. yeah, don't show the rest of those pictures. Go to that one. This is another interpretation of the Game Boy dress that actually kind of works. Because remember, Snow, you were talking about defining the waist.
Yes.
This one actually does that.
It has more shape to it, and I like the fact that it has
still don't like
straps.
It.
I don't like it that much.
I don't like it that much,
better.
But it's better than the other one. Yeah. It actually has straps. It actually, they spread it out so that it's, you know. But I like the fact that the waist is very clearly defined. It's a little better. It's not as cute as the one I found. There was one here on Etsy that I cannot get to open up for some reason that is made like a maid dress. It has the petticoats underneath, and at the waist there's a very red sash. It's cute. It is. Stands out, and it's a Game Boy dress, but that one works a whole lot, like, perfect. Cute. It's an homage to the Game Boy. But, again, people, if you design, don't do exactly. It mm-hmm. does not work. It's hideous.
The Game Boy is not a flattering design.
No. That's why they got rid of it. That's why they made the DS, because it was not flattering. And there's a ton of these up on, on Pinterest. The Game Boy dress, over and over and over. People keep doing it, and they keep trying to find girls to make it look sexy. There is no girl on earth that can make that shit look sexy. None.
No.
And I'm telling you, if you don't believe me, go to Pinterest. Every one of them looks horrible in it. They got one that made it all short, and she's all hiked, you know, hip hiked to the side. She's curvy, pretty girl, ugly fucking dress. Just don't do it. Why? Okay, I'm still harping on that dress.
Oh, my God. Boba Fett hitting on somebody. That's hot.
I know, right?
Ooh. Okay, why does it turn me on? You know
I
what
don't know, but it's turning me on, too. What the hell?
it's the, you know what it is? It's the hand under the chin. Guys.
Yes.
Guys, that's a technique.
True story.
What is it that you want to link to? He says he might get his lady one.
I think
one
the
of
Game Boy dress. Well, you know,
oh, my God.
That.
I want that corset right there.
I like her tits. God
That's
damn.
Why I want the corset. Her tits ain't that big. It's the corset. You cinch it down. They're big, but they ain't that big. I need that corset. Not just because of the fits, but I like the way it looks. I like the
I like her. Can I take her home?
No. He says that he wants the Game Boy dress.
I told you that's what he wanted. You have bad taste.
No, he wants the other one, the one that's kind of decent looking. That is by Kelsey McIntosh from First World Needs, and I'll pop that in the link for you. You can go over to Pinterest. You got to have a Pinterest account. That dress is $104, by the way.
$104 for that?
The better looking one. The other one, I don't know what they're doing, and I don't care because they got problems.
Ooh, I like her more. Ooh.
She's hot.
Ooh.
She's definitely hot.
Yeah.
Seriously, I'm all, I don't know, the red and black steampunk I'm not too much of a fan of.
Wow.
I like the leather and brown and...
I like her face and her eyes and her hair and... Mm.
You know what? Do we need to talk to you about
that? Yes. I know. I'm sorry.
Did he talk to you about your problem?
Yes, I know.
Wait. There's one that's coming up in a second. She's probably going to make even more noises. I think, maybe.
We all have to tie her down or something.
She would like that. You forget this is not a problem for her.
Yeah, but she knows I don't like tying her down, so.
That's okay. As long as I like it, it doesn't matter.
Just for that, I'm going to pour a syrup on you and call the bees out. That's oh, cool. How about that?
Okay, she actually is not really my type. She's a little too tan for me. I like pale girls.
She likes herself.
And the sex one, I don't know what the hell is going on with it, but no, just no. All of these, oh, no, no. No.
Is this the
oh my God! It's oh, what's her name? Oh,
I know who you're talking about.
Oh, she's in Final Fantasy. I played a game. Oh my God! Just earlier today.
Yeah, I know.
Luna?
No. It is Luna.
No, it's not.
Is that Luna?
No. So Riku is one of them. Pain is one of them.
Yuna.
Yuna. That's it. Thank you. That's Yuna.
That thank you all because
in her gunslinger. Outfit. Ooh,
I don't like it. I don't like it.
He's cute, though.
That right there, I thought you would love that. That is all ginger right there.
The Yuna one?
No, this one here with the steampunk with the glasses on the head.
Oh, God, yes. Yes, yes.
That
yes,
is all you.
Thinking, where can I find that hairdo
yeah,
and
that
the glasses?
That is totally ginger. Absolutely ginger.
I think we should dress ginger like that when we go to...
I think so, too.
Oh. Yeah, my hair's not quite long enough for that yet.
Doesn't matter.
That's what wigs are for.
Girl.
That's true.
Put a wig on you. We need to get our collars on, Elise, because we're going to walk her around like that.
Right? What? No, I walk her around.
Yeah, you walk her around. If you're going to put a handprint on the ass and Snow White over the back. Because, you know, we have to go with what we say. Yeah, we have to do what we say.
I don't really like that one.
I love me. Love me some steampunk stuff. This chick's white hair.
I love her hair, though.
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God. She's ethereal. That's, like, the only word I can think of.
Okay, let me go ahead and blow y'all out of the water real fast. Are y'all ready for this outfit I'm about to show y'all?
Yes.
Star Wars people, don't go all in the high register when you walk. That's you.
That's you.
Wow, that sounded like a me sneeze almost. Okay, go ahead, throw that up there, Ginger. Throw that pin up there I just gave you. This is the epitome, and it's almost time to go, so I had to save my best one for last.
Oh
that right
God.
There is
wow.
a golden C-3PO body corset.
What? Hey, nipples! Sassy boobies! Sassy nipples!
If you manage to go and find this up on Pinterest, you have to get, because we can't really get that close, to see the detail put into this. You know, it's, again, C-3PO. They put some work into this. It is gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. Golden corset.
Well, I haven't been that flashy since, like, I was 9, though.
You said you liked C-3PO since you were 9.
No, I said I haven't been that flat-chested since I was, like, 9.
Yeah, I haven't either.
I'm that flat-chested. Well, no, I'm not no more. I used to be. I miss it.
I felt your boobies.
That wasn't my boobies.
That's true. It's padded bra.
Yeah. I have to pad it up just a little bit. No, I don't have to. They just come that way now. You can't really buy regular bras anymore.
I noticed that, which is actually kind of good because my boobs are already on display, and if my nipples were hard, it'd be even worse. You know, the padded bra, like, covers the... That's why I like padded bras, because it covers...
I don't care. I want you to see. I know what you're looking at.
I don't. They already get stared at enough. Thank you very much.
Stare all you like. Be sated. Just do not touch.
Mm-mm, touch no thanks. I'll pass on that.
Look, she's whispering touch. Oh, wait a minute. I think I have topped my geekery.
Better hurry. I'm about to start the music.
Yes. Ginger can show them this on the way out. Y'all ready for this one? Y'all ready? Y'all ready?
I'm so ready. Show me.
God damn, that chick is hot. Oh, I'm sorry.
I keep clicking on the wrong thing. I know you like little blonde girls. Okay, there you go.
No, I meant the one above that. Ooh, good Lord.
Ginger, hit them with it on our way out.
Because I'm about to start the music. Oh, Tron!
Yes.
Wow.
Who would not want to wear this?
That's hot. How you
Word. Doing? That's right. How you doing?
How you doing?
It don't even matter what you wear this with. It goes with every color. Every color.
All right. That music means it's time to go. You want to tune in tomorrow to catch the news with Ginger and Corey. And then on Thursday, we're going to have our Rough, Raw, and Ready show.
Ooh,
yeah. Favorite if you like us. Favorite if you don't. Maybe we'll continue this whole fetish sex thing. I don't know. Might be fun.
No, we got to talk about Anonymous. We got some things to discuss.
Oh, Anonymous? Are they on our shit list again?
No, they're actually on a good list.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right, well, favorite if you like us, favorite if you don't, because that's how we roll. Say goodnight, bitches.
Goodnight, bitches.
Love is great, love is fine. Out the box, out of line.
And if you're wondering, yes, Ginger actually does have my brand on her ass. Snow White's property. Hands off, bitches.